Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Philip.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, can you come up with a sentence? Well, first of all, how was your night off?
I'll give you 30 days. No, I'm just kidding. It was all right. Did you do anything? Cleaning a little bit.
What'd you clean?
Yeah. Well,
besides your feet.
June, no, I didn't do that. June wanted me to clean off my dresser.
How did that go?
Pretty well. I have this quite antique-looking dresser that she says is so pretty, but you can't see it because it's got stuff sitting on it.
You know what they say.
What's that?
A clean man's dresser or a clean man's desk means dirty drawers.
Oh, yeah, that's more ways than one.
Hey. Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't, check, because you scrape stuff off the top drawer and then shut it.
But. The best thing to do is just put it on her dresser. Mine's cleaned off, babe.
Mine's cleaned off, right, yeah. Exactly. I did find a lot of change, though. I got to get cashed in, clean out your pockets. And you
save the pennies.
Change. And,
save the pennies.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, uh-huh. Save the pennies.
Sure.
All right, so can you make a word with dilly-dally?
Dilly-dally?
No. Yeah.
What do you mean, a word? That'd be a sentence,
Dilly-dally.
Uh-huh.
Can you make a... Yeah,
well,
can
sure.
You make, use it.
Henry doesn't get much done during the day because he's busy dilly-dallying, right?
Wow.
Or don't dilly-dally, get here on time.
Right. Joanne.
Right.
Good thing she's in that recording.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The only other thing I can think of is dilly bars and say I don't have a Dairy Queen close by anymore, so I can't get a dilly bar.
Yeah, but there's so much other good things out there, like Christy's Sunnyside.
Well,
you get your ice cream.
I know.
Right now, and then Utter Brothers, you get your ice cream, and then
there's no problem.
I have.
It's when you can't
replaced,
get
replaced. I know. I have replaced the deli bar
with what?
Those people.
Oh, okay.
And I frequently go to those places just to make sure that they're still good.
Oh, yeah. Sample them a little bit.
I thought I was supposed to.
Right. I know you're still sad about Taco Bell being torn down.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You and I met the project manager the other day, came over.
Dino.
Nice guy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's
had a nice
riot.
Chat with him. And we asked if there could somehow be an underground tunnel.
Right, from your office to the
No, from yours. Underneath, because in the wintertime, it's kind of, they plow snow and you got to jump over a snowbank to get over to Taco Bell. So if you can get an underground thing, right to the window.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
But I don't think he said that was in the budget.
I thought he said, after what we've done for him, I think that it should be in a budget. Anyway, why do we dilly-dally but never just dilly or dally on their own?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is there a difference between the two, or do they only come as a package deal?
It's a package deal. They're twins.
Yeah.
Dilly and Dally. Yeah.
And,
Bray, I think, were their last names. Yeah.
Dilly Bray, Dally Bray. I have some birthdays here that I've been taking for you since.
Birthdays?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Official stationery here.
Okay. Speaking of official stationery, I have a question for you.
All right.
The first living being to be ejected out of a supersonic aircraft and survive was a bear.
A bear?
A bear. Oh.
Huh. Was he ejected willingly, or what was the...
Wow. He didn't...
I don't know.
He didn't have any paws to pull up.
Ah.
No, that's a true statement.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, official stationery.
Stationery, yeah. I don't know where you find this stuff, but... While you're eating your ramen noodles at 2 a.m. and surfing the web.
Well, and my poor decisions up, at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Boy, do I have a good one tomorrow.
Do you?
Yes. Do you want to hear about it?
So good, it's bad.
No, it's bad.
We'll save it.
It's bad. So anyway, any big plans today? You're kind of in the wrath of June when you go home now, aren't you? Because there's no games.
Right, the month of June. No excuses.
No, you have none.
Uh-uh, I don't.
Just maybe on Sundays. Maybe.
Yeah. Somewhere to be. But there are a few things creeping into the schedule. Like I say, I kind of like to cruise, baby, but then...
Yeah, Richland Center played last night.
Yeah, they have a summer team that's playing.
There's a lot of summer teams around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently, they've never called me and asked me to umpire, so...
Huh, I can't imagine why.
Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
You'll have to call them.
The longest time spent licking a metal pole, Phil.
Oh. Was it in the wintertime?
I don't know.
Because that's not a good idea.
Yeah. 14 hours.
Oh.
Typically, bizarre stunts like this are often organized as part of performance or art of challenge events. This record was achieved by a person who licked a metal pole for 14 straight hours. This feat might sound painful and surely would be for most people. The combination of dedication and strange pain makes this record one of the more bizarre and uncomfortable entries on my list.
I would think so.
And again, ask the question.
Why?
There you go.
Why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You'd probably lose, like, the height on your tongue doing it the whole time. You know what I mean? Oh, I can't imagine.
That's a lot of looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Longest snake ever held in one hand. Take a stab at this.
Longest snake in one hand. Yep. I'll say 20 feet.
Hmm. Record is 47 feet.
47.
And 1 inch. Uncertain, but the person, they don't know who it was, but he did it. But generally involving snake handlers or enthusiasts, the snake was allowed to stretch its full length while being carefully held and controlled by a handler. Handling a 47-foot-long snake is an incredible, dangerous, and absurd, especially if done by one hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Or even one person.
Did it say what kind of snake it was?
It doesn't matter.
And it was alive?
Yeah, my philosophy, any good snake is that snake. And I know people don't like to hear that, but you know what?
I relayed the story on my blog this week for Those Were the Days, but summertime, my dad was mowing hay, mm-hmm. and a lot of times that's not good for snakes,
right.
You know, baling hay or mowing. But anyway, there was a really long dead one,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was funny to put it on my sister's handlebars of her bike.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I thought it was hilarious, yeah. You know.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Well, no, well, I was deserved.
Yeah.
So she came out of the house, she picked up a rake, got the snake off of the handlebars, and I'm running away, and she throws it. And Indiana Jones whipped me right around my neck.
Whatever. Good for you. Good for you.
And then I was just like, blah!
Sis wins again.
Exactly. So a lot of my pranks back then, it was almost equivalent to the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Mm. My sister would have been the Roadrunner. I was Wile E. Coyote. I had all these schemes and plots.
This backfired.
And they all backfire.
Yeah. But anyway, think about this. This is what I think about snakes, okay?
All right.
God didn't give him any legs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So he must have not liked him very well. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Most people play in the ukulele at once.
Okay.
I'm pretty impressed I said that word this early in the morning.
Ukulele?
Yeah.
Can you say it again?
Ukulele.
I'm impressed.
Record, 2,000 people. The location was Hawaii in 2011. A massive group gathered of all playing ukuleles in this unison to break the record for the most people playing the same instrument once. The image of thousands of ukulele players strumming together is amusing as it is bizarre, but you need to look it up online. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
So,
are they playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
You know. It didn't sound the best.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty cool.
They're playing it.
Yeah, they're playing it.
Cool.
Yeah. Have you ever played the ukulele?
I think I played Smoke on the Water on there once or twice.
You and Smoke. Go ahead, try. Can you play Smoke on the Water on your trumpet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That used to be a popular pep band piece back in the day.
We were all wanting to know if you could do it live, maybe tomorrow or next week.
I can't find my trumpet. I don't know what I did with it. I think somebody hit it on me. I can't imagine why they would have. But
yeah.
Huh.
Like your neighbors.
Right.
Longest beard, buddy. All right. 18 feet, 6 inches. All right. The person is Hans Longseth of Norway. Okay. Hans grew his beard to record-breaking lengths over the course of decades. An 18-foot beard is a huge commitment requiring constant care and a bizarre amount of dedication to maintain.
Hmm.
And again.
I wonder.
Yeah. Why?
Wonder a lot of things there. Wonder if he had fleas in it.
He had a lot of things.
Might have.
Well, here's something that we could have been, though, Phil.
Oh. Finally something that we could...
Maybe. longest distance to throw a sausage and have it caught in a bun.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. 83 foot.
No way.
9 inches, yes.
Wow.
The handler's German duo, the holder's was a German duo. One threw a sausage, the other caught it in a bun without using hands. They are definitely the grill gods. I bet they got their grill at Walsh's Ace.
Oh, they might have. Throwing a sausage.
A sausage from the rich and locker.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway.
Awesome. That's about all I know today.
So
huh?
What are we doing today? Am I going to get sideswiped with something today that I don't know about?
Well, you know, I feel a memo coming on about something, I think. So we'll see.
A memo. Do I help you write it?
Uh-uh. I don't think so. It's nice when I catch you by surprise.
You know? You usually do, Phil. You usually do. You caught me sleeping in your office yesterday.
In my office?
Yeah.
I didn't see you in my office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that was Bo.
Maybe. Have to check the camera on that.
Hey, everybody, right. I hope you have an awesome day. And everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank Brady.